Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. You can learn more about Sharing Change at sharingchange.org. This morning, we are going to find out more about Murfreesboro City Schools, and we head across the country, find Lisa Trail today. It's like, where's Lisa? Murfreesboro City Schools, and getting geared up for the new year, I guess, huh?
We are definitely getting geared up for the new year. I cannot believe it's almost time to start school. The summer has flown by.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. I hear that the older you get, the faster that it goes by. So I guess that's true, because it just seems like yesterday we were celebrating into the school year and, you know, have a great summer. And now all of a sudden we're just, you know, less than a month away. Just really weeks.
We're weeks away, not even a month anymore.
So I guess, you know, I hear that teachers are kind of an impatient bunch, too. So they've been in the classroom, I'm sure, already and hanging up decorations, getting ready for the new year.
Yeah. So all during June, of course, we had summer school. So we had so many teachers and students in the classroom. So this first part of July, our maintenance and our all of our teams are in there making sure that everything is ready to go for the school year, that everything is clean, and we're, and again, ESP is there. So our schools really never close. If you look around, you see hundreds and hundreds of kids in our schools every day. But again, our maintenance team has done a great job trying to get ready for the school year. Our cleaning crew have done great jobs as well. But it is here. Like, our open houses for all of our schools, it's scheduled for August 4th. So if you think about August 4th, that's just not that far away.
Very true. And, you know, 11-month employees are already in. And, you know, I think, 10.5-month employees report later this week. So, I mean, there's more activity at schools for sure.
Yes. All the principals are back. They're already gearing up for next the school year coming up, planning in services. And I'm sure they've already got those all done. But they're in the buildings, and they're also doing the training that's necessary to begin the school year. So everybody's ready. We're just ready to have our kids back. Again, if you're new to Murfreesboro City Schools, or if you're just coming back, we want you to join us for those open houses. It's a great way to, like, really gear up for school and be prepared for school for our children. They get to see things from a different line of view again, because they've moved up a year, and it's just a great opportunity. Every school will be August 4th. It varies a little bit by time. A lot of them are starting around 4, some 4:30, but it's on their school website. So bring those children back in, even if you've been there for several years, just to get them pumped and ready to go.
Also, we'll hit on that once again, but got to give a tip of the cap to all the maintenance folks in the city system who've worked over the summer, cleaning floors, getting everything ready for the new year. And I know some of the schools had summer school, so they've really been working hard here in July as well, just to make sure that everybody's going to enjoy nice, clean schools when they get back.
Yeah, absolutely. From the custodians to our yard crew to our maintenance to our bus drivers, everybody's back and really thinking about how to make this year just start off successfully. And I think we've got a great plan. So August 6th, I did say August 4th is the open house. August 6th is actually our first day of school for our first through sixth graders. And then our kindergarten phase in after that. So all those phase in plans are on the website. You phase in by your last name. And it's just one of those things where I'm like, where did the summer go?
Yeah, most certainly. Is everybody moved into the new bus maintenance area and building over on Ridgely now?
Not yet. Unfortunately, we've had some just connection issues on that. They're waiting on the internet to come up, because everything runs on internet. And until we get it ready to go, we're at just a little bit of a hold on that. Several have moved over there. Our mechanics are already over. Our family resources are already over. But there's some parts still out on Salem. So we'll make it work. It's a little bit of a hesitation because of some internet issues.
Well, I saw a lot of buses over there. It just happened to peek over, you know, last time I drove down Broad Street. And so at least part of that's going. I'm sure it'll get all the kinks worked out. So we've given you several important days. I'm going to repeat them here for you real quick. August 4th, that's open houses for students first through sixth grade. And check your school's website. It's going to be somewhere around 4:30. And then the open house for kindergarten students, that's going to be later on, I guess, right?
Right, right.
Will that be right before the phase-in time or...?
The kindergarten students get calls from their school, so okay. they'll give them all the details. Now, if you have a kindergarten student and you want to come on August 4th, you're absolutely welcome to do that. There'll just be another open house, more intentional open house for those kindergarten students.
Yeah. There's not going to be anybody to stop you at the door. And no, you
no.
can't.
No, no, no. We want them in there. We want them to be seeing what's going on. This is actually kinder camp week, so we have kindergarten students in all of our schools right now really getting to know what it's like to be in a school building. So kinder camp is one of my favorite times of the year. There's so little, just so little, and they're just overwhelmed and excited with these schools.
It's an exciting time and a sad time for parents and guardians, and you know, and the kids are, you know, mostly all wildly excited about going. So this just gives them a chance to see without there being hundreds of kids in the school.
Yes. Absolutely. It's a great time, you know, to learn how to drop off your children, let the kids know how to be dropped off and, you know, go ahead and shed those tears now.
Yeah.
So.
And for those wondering about the calendar for the city schools, for the system, for this, the year, it's easy to find. If you go to cityschools.net, calendar is right there in the header, so you can't miss it. And all the important dates are there and, you know, when school starts and who comes in and that kind of thing. So all of that's right there on the website.
Yes, it is.
So,
and if it's not, if we missed something, just let us know.
Yeah, it looks pretty complete here. So, again, you can check that out, and that is at cityschools.net. We're talking with Lisa Trail with Murfreesboro City Schools. This is also a big time for school supplies and things of that nature, and everybody, you know, all the stores have them out. So,
definitely.
How do you get the list? I know that back when I was in school, you got your list on that half day, and you went the next day or that afternoon and got it, and then went back to school. But people want to get a head start on that stuff now.
Yes. So the lists are on all the websites, and this icon that says teacher or school supply list. Or if you are familiar with the app that's called Teacher List, and a lot of parents use that, everything is listed on that too. And that's just Teacher List. It's an app. But you can go to the website. It will give you a list of what kindergarten needs, first, sixth, seventh, you know, all those, not seventh, first, fifth, fourth. You can either go on your school website or go back to our district website, and it's right there, easily accessible. I do want to say also that, you know, if you can't afford the school supplies, let us know. We have such great relationships with our community, with our faith-based community, and so many of them are doing back to school drives. We want to make sure that our parents know that this is an option, because if you've got multiple children, school supplies do get a little bit expensive, and we realize that. So we do have school supplies in our schools that we will gladly share with families. Stuff the Bus with United Way provides us with so much. But also, I heard on your announcements earlier, Bart was talking about I know it's three H's, I just forgot what it is. But the church that's on Church Street that does such a good back-to-school drive, Highway 231 does as well, St. Mark's. We have got so many of our faith-based that are helping us with those back-to-school supplies. So we don't want anyone to feel overburdened with having to shop for those back-to-school supplies.
So for that person who may be in that situation, like it's going to be really tight, or you know, I don't really know what to do, what would you suggest would be a good starting point for them to get some help with school supplies?
Well, we sent an email out already to our parents saying, hey, here's some of the upcoming school supply drives. We also have that on our social media if you want to look at that. I think you guys have it on your calendar of events as well. So I would say just look at what the community is offering right now. There's so many opportunities just to go and to be able to grab those school supplies for free, the backpacks. A lot of them are offering haircuts and other things just to get the kids ready for that school day. We're also working with the Muslim youth, And we'll be having a big back-to-school bash on actually this coming Saturday at Mitchell-Nielsen. And it's at Mitchell-Nielsen, but everyone's invited. So I think it's just really looking into that community to see what all is happening and which churches are available for that and other nonprofits that's helping. After that, you get to school and you realize, oh, I forgot this, or I just can't find this, or I just can't afford this, which is certainly all of those things happen. Just reach out to your teacher or your principal, or call me. I mean, we'll get the supplies to the children if we have it.
Yeah, very good. That kind of makes me think about one more thing that is a cost that maybe parents didn't have, and now when they go back to school, they will, and that's, you know, like school breakfast or school lunch, things of that nature. You have any details on that?
Yeah, so breakfast and lunch is going to be offered free at all of our schools again this year, so we're very, very happy to offer that. The first day of school, we'll be serving breakfast only, but as soon as we start those full days, it'll be breakfast and lunch.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough. So
that's easy. Yeah. Now, if they want the extras, if they want the extra chocolate milk or the extra cookie or something like that, they do have to have the money available to purchase that.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, I'm trying to go through. It's been so long since I've had a kid in school, but bus or transportation. Yeah, no, you know, that's another thought.
Yeah. So transportation, if your child is riding a school bus, you'll be hearing from our transportation department about a week before school begins with the route, the time of pickup and drop off, and the location. So that email will be coming soon to them, and just be patient with us. It'll be a few days before school begins.
And just to kind of give the first heads up on this, if you haven't dropped off your child in school traffic, you know, car riders, things of that nature, pack your patience for a few weeks while the traffic patterns work themselves out.
Please do. Not only your patience, but make sure that your eyes are looking everywhere, because we want to keep it a safe place for our kids. And between school buses and drop-off, sometimes it does get a little hectic. So you really do want to make sure your foot stays on that brake.
Well, very good. Anything we missed, Lisa?
I don't think so. I don't think so. We're excited, as you can tell, and we're going to have a great school year.
Absolutely. Going to be a lot of fun. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate you carving out a little time, and we'll you know, look forward to a great start to school here in a few days.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks. That is Lisa Trail joining us this morning with Murfreesboro City Schools. Again, the calendar, cityschools.net. You can go to all of the schools in the city system from cityschools.net. So let that be your place to go first. If you have a kiddo that will be in Murfreesboro City Schools, great place to get started. The calendar's there, all that good stuff. Again, cityschools.net. And we'll be right back to wrap things up here in a second.